I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So, I mean, we all know that 911 is pretty much for only emergency use, right? I mean, do we understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then how does this stuff happen?
Hi, can I ask you a question? Can I make a report on Gyro Guy?
That 911 call came from this Cleveland woman who doesn't want to give her name. This was her reason for the call.
I think it was like intentionally that they tried to like poison me, give me some chicken that was like nasty and raw. They know I like everything well done and cooked and fresh.
Okay, I mean, I can send an officer to talk to you.
She says her face looked like this after she ate a chicken gyro.
I guess in the video it's kind of swollen.
She was so concerned, she went to the hospital.
These are the antibiotics that I have to take, and they gave me another bottle, two of them.
You know, though, you can't call 911 unless you feel in danger, right?
No, oh, that's true. Unless if I feel in danger, but I was scared for my life. Because I don't want to get food poisoning.
I did some digging and found this isn't the first food-related 911 call. Last September, a Lakewood man called about Burger King not honoring his coupons. And in 2015, an Alliance woman learned her lesson when she spent 3 days in jail for calling 911 about bad Chinese food.
That would be me too. Like, excuse me, this General Tso is subpar.
This is a fun dummy of the day because we get like 9 for 1.
I know, it's a lot of work for one little effort.
Regular customer at Gyro Guys stunned someone would do such a thing.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous. I know that their food is always well cooked, so I would never question their food here.
The owner wasn't at the restaurant, but he spoke with us on the phone. He says the 911 caller goes there often, and this isn't entirely surprising.
There's customers that are just like that. They just try to find something. So I was accommodating. I gave her a new one, never charged her. So, and it's just at this point, you know what I mean? I even told myself or my employees, if she comes in, and just tell her we can't serve her no more.
Yeah, I don't blame him. The funniest thing, though, is obviously we're kidding around. It's gyro. We all know it's gyro, not gyro. But listen to the lady calling 911 at the very beginning.
Hi, can I ask you a question? Can I make a report on Gyro Guys?
She said gyro.
Yeah, I like Gyro Guys, man. They're killing me over here. That lady and all those other people, let's just lump them all together. They're all our dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on Radio Now, Liv the Web Girl found this, and I kind of think this will be interesting. We can all share our stories, and you can too, at 833-JOE-ALEX if you want to get on the phone a little early. What did you do after you got dumped? Because this woman did something.
What did you sell?
Yeah, well, that's what this woman did, but I want to know just in general, what did you do after you got dumped? Because this woman, I think, did a big no-no. I get getting dumped, but I don't think what she did is right. Obviously, somebody on the show did it because they're laughing over there, Liv. We'll talk about that next on Radio Now.